What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman? We're the old school crew today. DP is still out of town, on his way back, I imagine. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O, the Metro, what you want to call it. Obviously, with the loss, a lot of that, we're going to dive into a lot of that. We got about 10 minutes, so I want to make sure we got my man BJ. And we got some text here. Culligan Jay is a great name. Culligan Jay says, Jay, I really want to hear from you just exactly how completely nullified our defensive line was. John and Cortland says, four backside throws killed the Huskers. BJ in Wichita. I have a new fond. You know, I like Wichita a little bit more than I thought it was.
Climbing the rankings for you?
Yeah, it is. It's okay. A pretty cool city. So BJ says, how worried are you about the lack of a running game for Nebraska, and can that be fixed going forward? Gorilla Bear says Colorado is a better coach team than Nebraska, and that's sad. Here's what I can say. I mean, we'll get to the text. We'll spend this first 10 minutes or so talking about the text and different texts throughout the day. It's like, the one thing is I'll say that you got to make sure. Now, granted, before I get started, so just make sure that people don't get all bent out of shape and act like I didn't watch the same game that you watched.
You were there. You saw it in person more than anybody.
You know, look, I mean, I'm not on the staff. I'm not a coach. I'm not a player. But if I was, or just, I guess I could just go from my expectations. That can't happen, right? That shouldn't happen. I think we're too talented and too many good players and too many good coaches. And you got a coach here that wants to coach and be here. So that can't happen. So by no means was Saturday a checking the positive mark. But also got to make sure that everybody pumps the brakes and understand my thought process on this season. You know, you guys can do whatever you want. I'm not here to, I think sometimes people use these airwaves to try to influence people's thinking. You know, I don't do that. I just say, listen, I'm talking to you like if we were, I guess, at a bar drinking beer and just talking about my good and bad experiences. Is that I always said this season is a book of 12 singular chapters ideally, they flow. The flow is really, you start, you might have like the middle, build up, great finish, right? But I think realistically, in a maturity year, what I like to call this season, whereas have expectations, you do all the work that's needed to meet those expectations, and then you go make those expectations come to real life, which is how you play. Mm. And how you play is how you prepare and all that stuff, right? So it's 12 one-week chapters. So every week is a new week. We had five good chapters and one, grade everything. Now they all weren't A's, right? I would say the Illinois game was a D+. C or above is probably a win. And then obviously this was an F-. Is that the lowest you can get an F-?
It is now.
You know what? I think I've gotten it. I will tell you. I was trying to think about this when I was coming in. I think there was a time I got an F-. That means on a paper. I was like, it probably was plagiarism, but it just gave me an F-. So listen, we got an F-. That doesn't mean that you just kind of act like nothing happened. As far as the, like Culligan Jay, he has a great question here where he says, you really wanted to hear from me about the nullification of our D-line. Look, we just got outplayed, man. We didn't play good enough. Nobody played good. You don't get beat by 49 points and walk around. It's like, I played good. And if you are, then we need to change that mindset, because that's a mindset. That's an individual type of mindset. We need a selfless, not selfish. And I don't think anybody is saying that. So I think we just got outplayed. I don't think it was anything fancy. I think they were really well coached. I think they're better off. I said this Wednesday or Thursday, I think they're a better offensive line than a lot of people gave them credit for. They've done a really good, they got talented guys, NFL guys. Now, whatever round that is, that's a lot of other things that go into it. Then they brought in a couple of transfers, I think, from Wisconsin. think they have a former Wisconsin offensive line coach. So you knew that they're going to be well coached and tough. And I think the scheme that they run fits that their skill set perfectly. And they just outplayed us up front, the defensive line. But I think there was at times, I would tell you this, that I felt like the defensive line played good and then the linebackers didn't play good. There was time the linebackers played, you know, so it was the continuity wasn't there. And then there was a lot of runs where, you know, the D-line did their job and a couple other guys didn't. And then we didn't have good alley and field players either. You know, the angles to the ball. And so, you know, I think there was a lot of leveraging blocks and not the ball, and that can make every part of your team look not as good as they could or should have. But definitely, I think, you know, we're better than what we displayed Saturday. And that has that, me saying that has no, I'm not going to change my opinion and say that we can, we're better, you know, like we're not, that's not us out there, but that's just what we put on, obviously put on tape.
Right. The way you prepare is the way you're going to play, right? Except what if it's not? Because we heard Matt Rhule say back at the open scrimmage, he stopped the scrimmage, took his guys to the side and said, hey, y'all aren't doing what you're coached to do.
Yeah.
Right. You're doing things we haven't taught you to do. You're going back to your old habits just because the lights turn on. Right.
Yeah,
I'm not at practice. I'm going to take Matt Rhule's word for it that he was legitimately surprised that he didn't see this coming, that practice looked better.
I don't think this is the thing that's funny. And I think the only way you're going to have a good team is the players. Here's a head coach's job. And or at least in my opinion, I think this really, really good head coaches over time. Obviously, they set the culture in theory, but they have a really detailed, enticing, motivating, realistic accountability plan. They have the whole plan. They're like the like that building over there. They put the whole blueprint. They got the blueprint. The culture is something that he can say that he wants. Well, then that comes down to generally, right, the guy that is the way coach, which is Corey Campbell, does a great job, and then the players. The players are your culture because they're going to uphold the standard in their own way, in a positive way, of what you really want. And it does with the assistant coaches, but the players are around each other all the time. They eat together. They hang out together. They live together. They're with each other all the time. Mm-hmm. That's where the culture is. The culture doesn't start and then stop.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It doesn't start when you walk into the football like facility and stop when you leave. It's a
lifestyle. It's how you live.
The players have to own it, uphold it. Yes, you make some adjustments based on situations and stuff, but generally the players are what set your culture. That's what sets your culture, man. That's why I'm so big on the players. Now, listen, this isn't, you know, like I'm not saying you need to fire players, but I can tell you, and I'm sure they'll tell you they need to play better.
They better tell you they need to play better.
And there's nothing. I mean, I have to say this: there's nothing wrong with me saying that the players need to play better. They know it. It's not personal. You know, it's not. I mean, they're all good kids, but you need to play better. Like, I don't care about all the fluff and stuff. Like, I'm not trying to hear all that, man. I'm not big into like being empathetic and your feelings and you worry about the prey. I ain't trying to hear all that, man.
Just go play.
All I want is progress and not excuses. That's it. Progress. Are you making progress? Are you making excuses? Now, there are certain situations, like I even said, like for Scott Frost, you know, I'll tell you, like all the other stuff that he did or didn't do, that's over here. Realistically, I can tell you, when COVID hit and everything shut down, it hurt Scott Frost and his team more than other teams in the Big Ten, because we didn't have any idea how to win yet. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to instill it. So you took two steps back when you're trying to take two steps forward. That's just being honest. That's not an excuse. Everybody had the same situation, but every situation is not created equal, because Ohio State's culture and the way that they're used to doing things and their talent and the development level, it was significantly different than Nebraska when you had to stop for,
like 6 months.
Six months.
Yeah.
Right. So that's just being honest. Excuses are, you know, time the game starts, you know, some fictitious, you know, pressure. I don't want to hear that. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to hear that. Because you want to know why? Here's what somebody really told me. This is one of the best things that my man Lloyd Parker, I met him. So I met him in Charlotte. I knew him from playing basketball at Crosstown in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, when I was in the offseason. Hmm. Right? I didn't know who he was. It's, you know, we're just up there playing. I was just trying to stay in shape. Me and like some of the Vikings, like Dante Culpepper and Kenny Wright and Randy Moss play. We go up there and play.
Did Dante ball?
Yeah, he posts you up though. Mm. Yeah, but he could hoop though. Okay. Randy Moss could do his thing. KG used to come every once in a while, and he'd come with like 15 dudes. It's just
not fun anymore.
Yeah,
not
like, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, Lloyd Parker.
Well, anyway, so Lloyd, so I played against. So I met. Then I ran into met Lloyd and became friends with him when I lived in Charlotte. And so we were talking about like somebody holding out, and he's like, you know what, Jay? Here's the problem with some guys. It was something that where the player was being really like irrational mm-hmm. about either money or whatever. It's like, here's the problem with some guys like that. He said, 99.9% of the people in the world don't give a damn. And he's like, you want to know why? He's like, because you're making more than because that person's making more than they ever make. So nobody wants to hear any excuses. You got people that got like four or five kids and all this trying to make ends meet. So really at the end of the day, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares. All they care about is are you going to do your job or not? Now, is that fair? No. But also, there's a lot of these young guys across the United States of America that are 18 to 22, 23 years old are making more than the majority of adults that probably built the business up from scratch. So when they're paying their money to come see you, you do have an obligation. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's just being honest. Like mm-hmm. we can keep it where they say, keep it buck or whatever. You know, I'm learning to link. Like we can keep it 100. Mm-hmm. So it, there is responsibility, whether you like it or not. Like you're no longer an amateur when you start getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't have it both ways. I always say, like, if somebody's playing tennis, when you have an argument, serve it, run over a volley, spike it back, never lose a point. Well, you just lost a point. So, you know, I don't want, you know, for me, like all the other stuff, I do understand those are other factors. But at the very end of the day, there's a football game that needs to be played. And you got to want to play football. You have got to love football. You have got to love to compete. You have to have something that you're playing for that's bigger than NIL or something. You got to be obligated to your teammates. You do owe people stuff. You do owe your, because, you know, like if I'm a sophomore and like a Jason Peter and Aaron Taylor, these are dudes I got to see the rest of my life, man, that I got to make sure that I earn their respect because I'm a younger guy. That's my obligation to them because they laid the foundation for me and all that stuff. So it's a tricky slope, and it was just obviously a bad snapshot for Nebraska, and they just got to probably, you know, go through the process of dealing with it.
And that has been kind of the discussion all day. Is this a snapshot or is there more to come? You know,
well, I mean,
that's what fans are worried about. They say they've seen this movie before. And I said, this is the worst Nebraska's played all year. Pretty clearly.
Oh, it's not even close.
In a lot of facets, right?
It's not even close.
It was the worst Nebraska's played all year.
That's not even a question.
But because of that, right now, it's the one-off. But guess what? You have another opportunity on Saturday, you know, unless the world ends for some reason, to prove that, hey, you're not the team that was in Bloomington. You have another opportunity the week after that at home to prove you weren't the team that's in Bloomington.
Sure. It's easy to say I've seen this before because you're playing Ohio State next. Yeah. If you were playing Purdue next or
even UCLA next,
that wouldn't be it. Like no. Everybody said, well, let's see if you can
get right.
Wash it, get rid of it, and make mm-hmm. it and make a two step forward by winning a winnable game. Mm-hmm. So again, I keep saying, don't show up to a movie with your Rotten Tomatoes review already written. I'm going to assume it's a one-off. I think you can play better. And the score to me is until you start, like, you know, let's take a break. Then I can explain it, because I'm going to explain to, at least in my opinion, what you have to, like, kind of really focus on. And then the mindset you need to have moving forward. Because I think that's as big as any of the schemes. Look, I appreciate the text. We'll get to them. You can talk about schemes, position groups, and all that. We'll get to that probably in the 5 o'clock hour. But until the two things that I'm about to mention after this break are addressed and fixed wholeheartedly, don't mean tiddly poop like your boy Jim Moore. I love him, man. I just saw that video again. If I was a head coach,
the anniversary coming up.
I know, but if I was the head coach of Nebraska, that probably would be my thing. It'd probably be an epic ramp. Well, we didn't do tiddly poo, this, and this. And then they probably like, you know what? He doesn't have control of his emotions. We need to fire him. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.